We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in the Dom Giordano Show. This guy's a fixture on the show. We got to get him his own music. I don't know what kind of music would work. Is he a country guy? Is it something like that? He is one of the top people to articulate for the Trump administration. President Trump in town tonight. Hogan Gidley, press secretary of Trump 2020 campaign. Hey, Hogan, what kind of music should we have for your introduction? What do you say?
That's up to you guys. I like Dave Matthews, though. He was a big band when I was in college. I actually saw him for $5 one night in Oxford, Mississippi. So back when he was nothing, we were still jamming to Dave Matthews. So,
what school did you go to, Hogan?
I went to Ole Miss, University of Mississippi.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
$5 Dave concert at Ole Miss, man. I'm so jealous right now.
Yeah.
We had a few Ole Miss guys go to the Eagles too. Had a few of them over there.
Oh, so, sure. Fletcher, you know, Cox is Mississippi State, isn't he? I don't think he's Ole Miss.
Maybe. He's not Ole Miss. Yeah. He may be Auburn. I might be wrong.
No, he's one of the smaller. He's not the rival there. But Hogan, I don't understand this tonight. You lay it out, the theory you guys are behind. Stephanopoulos, I think, could be relatively fair in Philadelphia. But undecided voters, I smell there's going to be a ringer in there tonight.
Well, I mean, look, the bottom line is the president can handle it. It's not scripted. It's not going to be with a teleprompter like Joe Biden, forcing people who show up who are grieving to read off of a cue card to try and ask their question. I mean, granted, the people may have written their questions down so they don't stumble, but, you know, we're ready for anything. This president takes the toughest questions from the toughest members of the press, designed to destroy him, designed as a kill shot every single time, and he handles it. You know, he's the most successful president in history. And, you know, Joe Biden just he can't do what the president does. There's no way. And I even hear a lot of liberals now I've seen on some articles saying the fact that, you know, it would be very concerning because, you know, Joe Biden is probably going to lead if he won, would be a teleprompter presidency where he'd just say a few things here and there and then shrink back off into the darkness like he is now down in the basement.
Yeah, absolutely. So I hope tonight, though, look, I know it's going to be coronavirus. That's where they think the empathy issue and all that comes up here in Philadelphia. But it is the Constitution Center, and we're coming up on the anniversary of the Constitution on Thursday. You would think the role that we know of the government is to ensure domestic tranquility. That's one of the principal things to protect us against enemies foreign and domestic. That would be a centerpiece tonight. Do you have a sense it will be?
I think so. I mean, the president's worked to uphold the Constitution since he got in office, and he's fine if you want to peaceably assemble. He's not fine if you want to lock arms and burn down churches, if you want to riot, if you want to break in storefront windows and steal merchandise. That's not what it's about. And the president's going to talk about providing law and order, safety and security for all of our communities, all the American families across this country. And I think that's going to be a topic tonight, no question. Look, we saw most of this damage occurring in Democrat cities. They've been Democrat-run forever, And, you know, we saw a Democrat convention for 4 days, Democrat-controlled cities burning, and they didn't mention it one single time. I guarantee you we're going to talk about it tonight. But we're also going to talk about the economy and how we get that thing back on track. The president's already rebuilt the economy once. He's doing it again. We've had four consecutive months of historic job growth. We've never seen anything like that in American history. Now, about half the jobs lost from coronavirus are back. We still have half more we need to get back. But if anyone can do it, it's this president. You can't get it back with Joe Biden's promises of raising taxes by $4 trillion and illegal immigrants getting amnesty, tens of millions of them. That's never going to work to grow our economy back. And so we're going to talk about all those issues tonight, and I'm sure many more.
Well, Hogan, the issue, too, the president already tweeted about it. I'm anticipating he's going to be in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia tonight. Is this court decision that is very weighty, very lofty on the Constitution explicitly, saying that the Pennsylvania shutdown was outrageous, you can't hide behind emergency forever, and the liberties of the economy, too. I think the judge said, Hogan, the economy is not like a machine that you just shut down and then start up again. It's organic. This is devastating what happened here.
Oh, no question. And I think that the sad part about this is the president, you know, has to make difficult decisions when hearing from both sides, meaning what do you think infectious disease experts are going to say when confronted with the news and information that there is an airborne virus floating through the country? They're going to say lock everything down. What's an economist going to say? Leave everything open. It's the president's job to take both pieces of information, act in a bold, decisive, strong manner. He did that and threaded the needle. And the fact is, early predictions were 2.5 million people were going to die. This president understood that one death was too many. One death was tragic. It was an unforeseen, unprecedented virus from China. And so we went to shut down flights and travel. And Joe Biden said he wouldn't have done that, meaning by the own admission of Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, that move by President Trump saved lives. So it would be a lot worse if Joe Biden were president of the United States. But it's something the president has to look at. And now as we begin to rebuild the economy, we're going back to the pillars the president put in place, which were deregulation, tax cuts. There were more jobs than there were people to fill them. The manufacturing sector, you know, just rushing back into this country after we were told by Joe Biden to never come back. That's the president's economy. And you don't have to guess how the two men would handle it, because you saw Joe Biden's economy for 8 years. You saw the depressed wages and 60,000 manufacturing plants closed and 3.5 million American workers lost jobs that went straight to China because of Joe Biden's decisions. So when you compare and contrast the two, it's pretty obvious the president can rebuild this economy, even in the face of a pandemic. It should be noted, last month, I think we had 1.4 million jobs right. added to the rolls. That's more than double what Joe Biden ever had in a single month, and there was no pandemic. And
party
the president's still been able to do that.
Question for Hogan Gidley here, too. Hispanic voters, obvious appeal if we come back to with the Bush, W. Bush numbers or somewhere around there for a Republican, that would be historic. The economy's got to be part of that. But drill down for a little bit. You guys are really going all out now since that opportunity's there. What else is it about Hispanic voters other than jobs and the economy? As the media saying, that's the only thing. What else is it?
Well, several things. Hispanics like a strong leader. The Latino community likes someone who's not going to be rolled over by the far radical left. And let's be clear, a lot of those folks down in Florida, for example, fled socialism. They don't like the rhetoric of the left that mirrors the socialist nations that have failed in the past and that persecuted their relatives, if not them themselves. Let's be clear, we had a speaker at our convention named Max Alvarez, and Maximo was a great speaker, but he looked into the camera with tears in his eyes and said, listen, I'm hearing the same rhetoric from the Democrats today that I heard from Cuba and Castro when I fled there. My friends died under that regime. We can't go back to that here. So, yes, it's the economy. Sure, lowest numbers of African-American unemployment, Asian-American, Hispanic-Americans, all had the lowest unemployment numbers ever, thanks to this president. They love the jobs created, but they also want to make sure a strong leader can stand up against socialism, and they know Joe Biden can't. And so that's why I think there's a big resonance out there with folks in that community.
All right, Hogan, have a good event tonight. Thank you, as always, and glad you got a $5 Dave Matthews Band concert.
Thanks so much. Talk to you all later.
Right, thank you. Hogan Gidley here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.